season 4 of the award-winning Team Building Exercise, and this time, the guys are covering escalation. This week, it's all about the Mercs. There's no Georgie Merc, though, so I don't even know why they're bothering with this episode. Rob, what are you doing? Jack, you really need to put a leash on, Rob.
Welcome to the award-winning Team Building Exercise. This is season 4, people. We made it to season 4. This is the first episode we're talking about the Mercs. My name's Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach, once again.
And we're here talking Mercs, because Mercs are a faction now. It's fancy, it's escalation. It's fancy escalation. Normally I would say, what?
Before we start, I want to interject here. Jack?
I'm thinking the same thing. It would be fescalation, you know.
Yeah.
Fancy escalation. I'm on board with you 100%. So, Rob, go ahead.
Right, but my question to you, Jack, I pose a question. While you're fighting off that those large Mounties, those Alaskan Malamutes in the background, are you upset now that your book that I sent you, the Mercs book, the one with that I wrote Mercs in marker on the front of it, is obsolete, or are you still using that one?
Oh yeah, it will have a place in my heart for the rest of eternity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does also have all the new rules for all those new Mercs that are coming out next year, right?
Well, yes.
there is that. Well, we have the 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25 plan in there. So
yeah.
I wouldn't get rid of it just yet.
You just got to modify all the stuff that the FAQ – by the way, there is an FAQ out. It changed a few things. So, Jack, you got to get some pencil in there and erase some stuff and change.
Well, someone from my list, it already changed. The FAQ just came out, and the list I made for this team building exercise is – this award-winning team building exercise is already
– null and void. The whole thing's gone.
Yes.
So, you tossed it in the garbage.
But anyways, let's keep focus, eyes on the prize.
Okay. And I was about to say, instead of going right to Jack, I was going to say, Coach, since the Mercs army specials are different than everybody else, since there's only one set for everyone, please, Could you just describe those now? We'll get it out of the way, and then we'll go on to Jack's list. How's that sound?
Sounds good. So what you're doing is in the Mercs, because Mercs are a little more expensive, but they are a little bit more flexible, is that when you choose a leader, whichever leader you choose, you get tree splats. Not one, not two. Jack, you listening? But you get tree splats, all right? Now, the beauty of this is that at any point in time during the game, you can use your splat and pick which particular one of the three you could use at that particular time.
Yep, they're fancy. Did I say fancy already?
Yes.
I think Mercs in general are fancy, but these guys get to the special ability, since they are elite soldiers, they get to choose their splat anytime they want.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're elite soldiers, but they're in it. They're in it to win it. And speaking of in it to win it, the first one's called In It for the Money. You can change an army special result on a command dice to a fight, shoot, or move dice. Now, I like to say move, shoot, or fight, but I digress. That's pretty good.
Yep, and it's the FAQ does specify that's just your command dice. It's not the other guys. So it's just to make sure that you can't just screw with people, which would be kind of funny. I think it should be everybody's, but
but when I read it, I mean, did you get that impression or no? I mean, it's just like change an army result.
It never occurred to me, but I can see how someone could say, "Hey, does that mean I can use the other guys?" I can see how someone could say that, but it's good to put it in the FAQ. That's fine.
Would that be FAQ or errata? You have to differentiate.
It's so anyway, same book.
It's the same freaking thing. So anyway, the best meds in quotations, spend an army special result on a command dice to give a model resilience 2 until the end of the round. So that's pretty good.
Eh, it's fine.
Well, you know what? That's really good. Let's say somebody's out in the wind. You know what I mean? You can give them resilience. I've been burned by those Asterians energy shields rolling sixes. Let's say you have a 4. You know, there's some guys here that have a 4 survive.
There's some guys have a 3 survive.
Correct. Now, you're talking resilience 2. You know.
if you, it really fixes bad die rolls or.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you get to reroll dice, then you throw a few eights in there, you never know. You know, good at get an eight train. So, but the thing is, it's very situational. So the first one we have fight, shoot, or move. The second one is basically wait, you know, weight of health two. And then the third one is back in the game is spend an army special result on a command dice to remove an activation token from a tier three model previously activated this round. This model may activate as normal later in the round. You may only use this army special once per model. So,
per round. So per round. Not the whole game. Yeah. That's great. That one's awesome. Yeah, yeah.
See now that one to me seems like the least powerful of the three.
Oh, not if you – it matters which tier three mercs you're taking.
Well, that too. But what I'm saying is that they're all situationally there. You basically have a Swiss Army knife for every situation.
Yeah, it matters how you place – it fixes all play styles, I would say, it works with.
Correct. So, you know, it's I like it. I like this, you know, the way it was. We were thinking of doing some kind of random thing. We were doing something where you can buy them or whatever, but I think – in the end, this came out to be the best result. Just pick what you need.
Keep it simple, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Basically, you can splat, you pick a dice you want, move you to fight, your resilience two, or reinvigorate somebody. But he's got to be a tier three. So one of your troopers. And yeah, I like it a lot, man. I really do.
Yeah, there's just enough there that, you know, you got some variety, but you're not overwhelmed by trying to remember 16 different splats.
Yeah.
Mm. And you don't have to get, you know, bogged down in minutia. They're pretty simple. I think it's the best of all the possibilities that there could have been.
Yeah, well, I think it also gave the rules committee the ability to have more leaders. If you were to think of a splat for every single leader, you would have had a lot less leaders. But this way, you had tons more leaders, a lot more variety. Because what you have, I don't know how many leaders in this list. There's like 20 leaders that you can have. So.
But Rob, wait, hold on. You hear this?
Yes.
You hear this? Wait, look. You see? You see that? Those are all the splats from all the leaders.
You already did them all?
We started doing that. So
yeah.
You know, but I think this is the best way to go, man. It really is. And the thing is, I know that this is good because. Sometimes, and I know you guys, we said this a bunch of times on the award-winning team building exercise, even on Dead Zone, the podcast, and I know on Family Gamers, I've said it a bunch of times, that I'll take this guy, but if I get a splat, I'll re-roll it.
Mm-hmm.
With this, you don't.
Yeah, you always can use one of those at least.
Always. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, it might even be where you want to re-roll the other ones to get more splats so that you can pick and choose at the time. Because if you get a move dice, it's a move dice. But if you get a splat, you can have one of three. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's good stuff, man. I really
there's
do
a lot of times where you end up, oh, I got this fight. I'm going to use this fight for sure. And then you never get in a fight. You're like, oh, I had this wasted fight.
Right.
Yeah. So. Well, Jack, please, now that we've gone through all that, tell us, who did you choose as your leader, your tier one mercenary? They're not now, called Jack, leaders, people.
Jack, you know that you have to pick a one tier one to be your leader. But the splat doesn't matter because of the past 20 minutes.
Yes. So you choose your one from the top tier. And I went with Erica Dolinsky.
Really?
I certainly did. For 34 points, 3 VPs. I like the fact that she's got the Tactician 2.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Oh, hey, how's it going, Georgie?
It's going pretty terrible. You want to know why?
Oh, no. That's... Yes, I do.
Yes, I want to know why.
I don't know why you guys are laughing. This is pretty serious.
Yeah, that's not the reaction I was expecting either. There's no sympathy there. Where's your empathy, people?
It's I tripped over it on my way in.
Well, anyway, I was at work. And, you know, I'm trying to...
Wait, make Georgie some... works?
Yeah, I'm trying to make some money for the cage. I don't want the IRS after me. Anyway, I was at work, and somebody asked me where the tomatoes were. So I asked them, why are you giving me an attitude? And then I got fired.
Oh.
You got fired?
I got fired.
You know, rent is due.
I know.
All right, well, you better...
Sell your body?
Don't worry. Well, I don't know about that.
You got to shake your moneymaker.
I don't know if I can go back to that.
Oh.
Oh. That's took a dark turn.
And once again, a dark turn perks up Jack. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I expected to hear about some tomatoes, and then, you know,
you kind of, depending on how he does it, you heard about some tomatoes. Whoa. Zing.
Some beefsteak tomatoes. Juicy, juicy, but
I don't find any of that funny.
No,
I don't either, Georgie.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And considering what was said on the last Dead Zone, the podcast with Pat, I was relieved that was what you were going to approach for your interruption. So,
by the way,
well,
I have another problem. I was looking through the new book, and I see that I am not in the book.
I know. I noticed that too, Georgie.
But you know who did make it in?
My Boomer. Favorite person, yeah.
Boomer made it in. This is ridiculous. Out of everybody, and here's the worst part. Out of everybody to go in the new book, Chief Mamalunka went in the book, and I didn't. Out of all the people that you could have put in the book.
Is Chief in the book?
Yeah, he's a living legend, I believe.
He's a living legend. That just puts salt on the wound. That makes it even worse.
Does that cook your grits?
I don't speak Italian.
George is on fire tonight, huh?
Oh, all wound up.
He's been off on vacation for these last few months when team building exercise was off, so he's back with all his vigor.
Hey, Georgie, while we got you here, we got a lot of... I know you should be in this list. Maybe that'll be something that we do a special episode. We reevaluate your list. But out of all these guys, who do you like?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with the Chovar Psychic.
All right, get out. Get out. Go ahead. Go. Goodbye. Get out. Out. Me? Get out. Out. Yeah, wait, come back. Come here. Do your catchphrase.
Excelsior!
Now get the hell out of here.
Not today.
Get out of here.
Well, right. Well, that was an interruption.
Jack? Jack, I don't know what to do anymore.
I don't know either.
So Erica Zielinski, did you pick her because of her splat?
No. I picked her because she's got Tactician 2, Strategist, and Recon 4. That's solid. If you're looking for a leader.
Yeah.
Roger. She's... That, yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You interrupt him, and then you're just like, never mind.
You know what it is? Jack, it's my fault, because Jack has very dramatic pauses, and I'm full of piss and vinegar, so sometimes it doesn't gel well. But we find it out by the second list.
Yeah, yeah. An American hates a pause. That is unacceptable.
Yeah, it's yeah.
At the dinner table, if two people aren't yelling, it's not a meal.
If you don't pass it quick enough, you don't pass it quick enough, you get your ass kicked. But go ahead.
That's why I chose her as my leader.
I was going to say, Jack, before I interrupt you, I'm very sorry. Strategist, what's it do?
Well,
it's tough questions.
Why would you say that? Strategist, that's the one where you can, even if you can, I forget.
It's something to do that's useless.
Yeah, I
isn't it if you're over half your army's gone, you can still reroll or whatever? Is that the one? Is that the other one?
Yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah.
That's combat team training.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
reroll with the recon value.
Yeah, you go.
Oh yeah, I knew it was useless.
Oh no, not really. That's not terrible. She's got a 4-up recon, and you get to reroll them. That's not terrible.
Yeah, she's good. She's a good leader. As far as I'm concerned, she was the best pick, and there's a lot to pick from.
Yeah. Now you went with, instead of going a 1-2, you went with a 1. It was because of attack 2, mainly.
Yes, because that is that's rare as geese teeth in the list, tactician yeah. 2.
Yeah, it's only her and Blaine, I think.
Yep.
So for 34 points, I think the benefits there, the recon and the tactician, I couldn't pass her up. And I can understand why, because the mercs are so expensive, 34 points for just, you know, I think it's worth it. So for my tier threes, so that for my troop tax, my tier threes, I have 5 X-Corp veterans.
Oh, nice. The vets.
They're the same kind of troops that you get in the GCPDS, Protecting Gotham and Maison Labs. They've got the laser carbine. They've got the weight of fire. 5 across the board. It's pretty decent. And, yeah, so that's my those are my flunkies. That's my troop tax.
How many did you take? 5?
5.
Okay.
So now we get into the meat and potatoes. I'll have to ask Georgie where the potatoes are.
They're right next to the tomatoes.
So tier 2, I have Hacker Halftail.
Woo, really?
Yes, really. I can't pass.
Jack's obsessed with Hacker.
I like really? Hacker. I like the model. I like the Veerman. I like everything about them. His stats, not necessarily the best. Saves on threes. You can't deny that's pretty good. So he's got some hanging in power, but engineer, hacker, dismantle. He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife out there on the field. If I want to get some cheap ass VPs from a terminal, or if there's something that needs to be, taken care of out there, he's my go-to guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like engineer actually has a place now with the new tactical asset missions. It makes for them not to be useless anymore.
Well, he's got hacker too, so that's more important.
Well, no, but the thing is if you're doing it, let's say the tactical mission where you open up the box and it blows up, you know, mm-hmm. he's an engineer. He can dismantle it.
That's
so,
true.
You know, that's a good, it's, I mean, situational. It's, you know, 1,000,000 to 1, but still, you know, let him open up the stuff.
That's right.
Can't blow off half his tail, so.
And he's got tactician 1. So should anything happen, I can use his tactician to keep my extra dice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should the unfortunate demise of Miss Delinsky happen. Second up, I think his name is pronounced Kazai Uro. Kazai Uro?
Whatever you'd like to call him, yeah.
Yeah, he looks like, Rob said it best when he said it looked like something from Jim Henson Studios. But I think he looks like either Forlom or Zuckuss with a worm body.
Right.
And, Zuckuss. 28 points, 3 VPs. He's a psychic, so he's got the psychic smash, and he's got invigorate, all the usual, all the better, the psychic stuff that you got going on there. No line of sight necessary. His stats are pretty. He doesn't fight very well for sure, but he also
they're dismal.
Yes,
they're dismal. Yes. But you know, you're glossing over the smash. I mean, smash is bad. You know, that's the fact that it's psychic and that, you know, you're going to hide behind something range 3, you know, that's insane, man. You know,
it's very good. I thought you were going to go another direction. I thought you were going to go in the comedy direction, with him. Cause he also does have medic.
You took an engineer and a medic, Jack. That's all I'm saying.
but if you notice, the Hacker Halftail is a hacker who is also an engineer.
And this guy's a psychic who's also a medic.
He is a psychic who is also a medic.
He didn't go to 4 years of medical school just to be called a psychic, Jack.
Okay, well.
Like, he used to get through medical school, he used to, like, do a show where he put people to sleep and then wake them up because he would stun them and invigorate them. You know, you just got to, you know, instead of stripping, he was doing that, you know.
He's got his own anesthesiologist.
Right.
He's the Chris Angel of the medical world.
Right.
Nice.
Is Chris Angel a medic?
Only in Dead Zone.
Then I took Wrath.
Oh,
Wrath.
Nice.
32 points, 3 VPs. He's pricey, but he's my go-to. He's my hammer. When there's a lot of nails on the board, he's going to be the hammer. He's got he fights on 3s, saves on 3s, tough, frenzy 2.
Yeah. You won't be needing that frenzy too much fighting on 3s.
Yeah, it's...
You're never going to miss.
No.
You're never going to miss with that.
I kept him with the pistol. It's got AP1 and it burns. He has to get in close with the pistol, but when you're fighting on 3s, getting in close is not the problem. That pistol's just the cheap shot you take before you close in.
Yeah.
Right.
So...
Blade of the 7, that's what he's using.
Mm.
And last but not least for my tier 2s, my shooty guy, it's Sergeant Uguric, I believe it's pronounced.
Sure.
Sure. 25 points. He's got 5 shoot, 5 fight, 4 plus save. That's not bad. He's got fire control. He's got tactician as well, just in case.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, that's right. That is why my list is invalid now. Well, I have to just crumple it up and throw it in the trash at this point because the errata has changed that.
They took tac 1 away from him for some reason. They said, screw that guy. He doesn't deserve tactician.
Right.
But he's got a laser rifle, range 6, rapid fire, way to fire 1, and an auto blaster, range 2. So... with fire control, if you get into two squares, it makes them a little more dangerous. And a jump back.
And you forgot he moves 1-3, which I think is the weirdest thing ever.
That is the what kind of pushed him over the edge for me. He's a little speedy guy. He's got some movement, and it's a big model. I think it's because he's got the jump pack, or that maybe I don't know why they gave him the.
Yep.
But he's a little bit of a surprise. So that is my list.
And how many points is that, Jack?
That is 200 points.
On the dot.
On the nose.
Quite a few VPs, because this list is VP heavy.
Yeah, and I tried. I took 5 corporation veterans at 1 VP each. I thought, okay, that'll mitigate that a little bit. But most of my guys are 3 VPs. Well, actually,
all but the troops are 3 VPs.
All of them are 3 VPs. So,
this list is 20 VPs for everybody. It looks like.
Okay. Well, yeah. Since
that's
I'm doing
not horrible,
this-
I guess, because there's usually you have about 20 VPs, but there's usually a lot more people.
Yeah, yeah. So that is my list.
Excellent. Yeah. And it is an interesting list, and nice, well-rounded, it looks like. You got some well-roundedness. Anything
I
else
try.
To say about his list, Coach? Do you have anything to say about Jack's list?
No, I'm there's a few things in there I didn't think Jack would take, but I guess I'm very surprised that Jack did not take Kirby.
He said that actually when he told me what he's going to have in his list. He said, and amazingly, there's no Kirby here.
Yeah.
I had to have Hacker Halfdale. So unfortunately, Kirby, he doesn't have the versatility Hacker does. He's cute.
Oh.
He's adorable, but sorry.
Well, you know what it is? I think with Kirby, like we were saying before, that he's situational in that mission. You know, when you think about him, what is he, you know, the other stuff, what is he going to bring to the table as far as a regular game of Dead Zone? You know, shooty, shooty, killy, killy. He's really not...
Yeah, he's pretty much got one job.
Yeah.
He's got engineer and hacker, but
we'll talk about this later, people.
Okay, yes.
Unless someone takes
him. Don't know that Rob might have taken him, or I might have taken
him. That's right. Unless someone takes him, we'll talk about him at the end.
Yes.
We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the award-winning team-building exercise.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? We are back here. Coach Rob Jack, Jack Rob Coach, bringing you TBE Season 4000, the award-winning team-building exercise. And we are doing the Mercs list. And this is our fourth year, Rob?
It is. Season 4.
Would you have believed at this point in time that we are actually putting together a mercenary list? I don't think anybody would have believed that.
Well, except for Ronnie kept saying that there's going to be a mercenary list. He ruined any surprise.
Would you have believed that we would have to wait an additional 3 years?
Yeah, that's more likely.
From when Ronnie said that we were going to have it.
Yeah.
That we would have to do it in this one.
Would you believe that you'd be the one to have to make it?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, I kind of figured that. But anyway. So, we heard Jack's list. Time for Rob. What do you got, Rob?
My list is full of mercs. It's
I see what you did there.
I took as a leader, which I think no one will suspect, I took Hector Sanchez.
Whoa, what the?
What?
He is the cheapest leader. He's only 24 points. He's 1 to 2 speed, 5s across the board, 3 VPs. But he does have an auto-stabilized grenade launcher, which is frag 3, so he gets to shoot as many frags as he wants. Mm-hmm. He's got fire control, but he only has a pistol other than that. But he has a smoke grenade launcher 1, use smoke grenade launcher 2. And he's got TAC 1 because everybody but those tier 1 ones have – he's a tier 1 or 2. He's got recon 5+, which is pretty average. But I took him because he's cheap. He's the cheapest leader, and I like that grenade launchers and his smoke launcher, so – I got some smoke going, but mostly it's for knocking people down with that grenade launcher. Mm. Because, for my troops, I took 4 Khaleesis, obviously. So he's knocking them down, and Khaleesis are taking them out on the ground.
There you go.
So they're running up, and with that splat to, like I said, with that back-in-the-game splat, reactivating Khaleesi, it's like having 5 Khaleesis. So they're going to be running around, hopefully staying undercover, slashing some people up. They do have their energy bows, but they suck. It's all about the glaives with their frenzy 1. So
technically 4 because you're only getting 4 command dice.
What? Yeah. Well, I'm saying I have 4 already, so you get an extra 1 for 5 activation. Okay. Theoretically, okay. Yeah. I guess it could be 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. So that's my. Obviously, I was going to take Khaleesis because I love them. Mm. And for my special, my tier 2, not specialists. Sorry, tier 2 mercenaries. I took a sergeant also, but I didn't take Sergeant Ugric. I took Sergeant Eric Amundsar.
Mm.
30 points, 1 to 2 move, 4-5-4, 2 VPs. He's resilient 1, which is nice, but he has also got an onslaught cannon, which has white of fire and suppression, knocking people down again. And he's also got a 1-use rocket salvo. And I also gave him a smoke grenade. That's why he's 30 points. He's usually only 27. I gave him a smoke grenade.
Rob?
Yes?
Can I give him an item? He's a merc.
You can't give mercs items? Okay.
Nope.
Then the Khaleesi's getting the smoke grenade.
There you go. That's you meant to say that from the beginning. I just... I would like you to stop testing me.
Yeah, that's
the rules a lot, but, you know, come on.
Yeah, that whole mercs can't take items thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes. I think they should be able to take items. They shouldn't just. They should be able to take items, but not weapon options. That's all.
You know what though? You run a Khaleesi up, and she throws a smoke. It's not a bad deal either.
She throws on fives instead of he shoots on fours, but
doesn't matter. You know, you're gonna throw it where it's gonna bounce.
That's true. Then
just address the elephant in the room right now that Rob has just recreated his greasy Khaleesi list.
No, not really. There's not indirect in this list.
Rocket salvos and grenade launchers, and then the Khaleesi running up.
Well, the rocket salvo is only indirect 3, and it's rain. You know, that'd be an alpha strike, I guess. But
protest all you want. I see it. See it, Harper.
Well, Jack, you haven't got to my next guy.
Okay,
my next guy.
Is it a Khaleesi?
No, it is Ogre Terminator. 30 points. Oh. He's 5'6"4. Size 3, which is nice. One armor, three VPs. But he's got minigun, range 6, weight of fire 2, suppression.
Nice.
Suppressing. And he's got a shank bayonet, which is, if he gets an and, I'm in trouble. He's resilient 1 and solid, which is always nice. So another resilient guy. So I got to, what is Sergeant, is Sergeant Eric Umsonar, isn't he a Grogan?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he's
so.
Yeah, so I got a Grogan and an ogre.
Yeah,
two big
what's
guys.
What's his Umsonar, right? What's his like his fluff there? What do they talk about him?
He was with the Trontech Marines.
Okay,
and became disillusioned with the corporation's aggressive expansionism, and soon was working along with the Rebs.
So the Trontech, weren't they, they were humans, right?
Well, that's a corporation. But he's definitely a Grogan. He's got 3 fingers.
I bet, yeah. I was just going to say, between the arms and the 3 fingers, you can't see the face, you can't see anything else. Skin tone is Grogan-esque, but those 3 fingers reek of Grogan.
But you know what, he's Eric Umsonar of the Triton Umsonar, so... He has a long history of, royalty in his family. So there, yeah, I digress with that.
The Ogre Terminator I like a lot because he is huge. So he's going to give me some buff to my army.
Yeah, but his shoot stats are ridiculous.
5 shoot. That's not horrible.
Yeah, but resilience 2. I mean, I'm sorry, weight of fire 2. You're never going to, you're almost never going to miss.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know, on a 5, not bad.
It's all about that suppression though for me.
And you know what? You could even put him out. Unfortunately, he has no AP. He's similar, I would say similar to a Hulk, but you put him out there and he's survivor 4, armor 1, solid resilience 1. I mean, he'll be around for a while.
He's tough, And
you want that with 30 points and 3 VPs, man.
Right, yeah. That's all these guys, though. If any of them die, you're losing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But he's for the suppression. I'm going to try to knock people down. I don't care if he kills people. It's for the Khaleesis to finish him off.
Mm.
My next person is a fan favorite. My favorite's maybe he's not a goblin. He's a hobgoblin, but
hello?
Boomer. No. Boomer, 20 no. points, only 20 points. 5'6"6, who cares?
What was that? What was that, Jack? You all right?
Rob's blowing my mind. There's some guys that I thought for sure. Like, you're a pin.
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
Keep going.
He's only 2 VPs. He's got a pistol, but he's also the grenade guy. He's got all the unlimited grenades you could ever want, including ones that knock people down and stun them and frag them and toxic them. So he's going to be my support guy also for my Khaleesis. Yeah. He's tough, which I can't believe he's tough. I find that very funny. The guy gets upset when his sock drawer gets messed with, but he's engineer, volatile, boom 3, so he might explode at any second, but that's always hilarious.
But Rob, if you're going to be dumb, then you better be tough with a 6 survive.
That's true. He's going to be hiding, though. He's going to be just whipping grenades out and hiding.
No, I'm just, what I'm saying is just, you know, on a six survive, that tough might come in handy.
Yeah, you'll need that. And my last mercenary.
Toxic grenade. How does that work?
I don't know.
Okay. What, Rob? Sorry?
My last merc is the one I think everybody assumed I would take is Sohin. 35 oh, points.
Sohin, take it easy.
Yes, he's the Asterian mercenary, and he is beautiful with his bird on his shoulder. His parrot, as Coach painted him up to look like.
It's not a parrot, it's a phoenix.
And he is 2-3 move, just like any Khaleesi. He's 5-3-5, which is great, that 3-3 fight. One armor, which is unusual for a Khaleesi to have armor, but...
Yeah, but he's not a Khaleesi, he's a merc.
Yes, but not Khaleesi, but like a Asterian guy. 3 VPs, he's got the same weapons as a Khaleesi, I think. Oh no, he's got the light glaive, which is the same as a Khaleesi, but he's also got the Asterian warbird, which is his bird flies out and does damage indirect too, which is kind of fun to knock people around. Right. Also, he's 35 points. He's not usually that expensive because I gave him energy shield 3.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob, he's only 28 points because you didn't give him an energy
shield. Oh, I can't give him energy shield. That sucks. Why can't you give him items? That's dumb.
It is in the errata that you cannot start swapping stuff out, weapons or anything.
Yeah, weapons make sense, but items doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm against that. Sorry, then one of my Khaleesis has an energy shield 3.
That was a bummer. What is that, 8 points?
Well, that's... It just makes one of my Khaleesis super Khaleesi, that's all.
Yeah. You know what, though? That's not a bad thing. Those freaking energy shields work so good, you know?
Oh, yeah. But he is also his companion, which means he's never alone in a cube. He always fights with a friend.
Yep.
And that's 199 points, 21 VPs, and that's my list. Maybe some mistakes, but I fixed them in the end. Luckily, it was nothing too major.
Yeah, mistakes were made.
I can't believe they can't have items. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm. They can pick up items.
There you go. Just throw the energy shield in the ground.
You could do that. Throw it on the ground and let somebody else pick it up.
Does it have a little... What is it, though? Can't have beside it?
What do you mean? The
That's the what, little... yeah, like the you're allowed plus? To pick up those, right? Yep.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
I don't remember.
Don't ask me. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do in direct. So, but anyway...
And that's my list. So, Coach, what did you do? What did you do?
Just one thing. I thought for sure you were going to take Nastanza as well. No sniper. It's a shot.
I almost took the Hund bounty hunter. He's a sniper. I almost took him. But Nastanza, yeah. I'm morally against Nastanza in all her forms. But
really?
Well, she's 32 points, yeah. She's all right. She shoots on threes. That's nice.
And honestly, I know you recreated – you were right in your wheelhouse. That is a Rob list from front to back, top to bottom. That is a Rob list.
I think the Hund is better, though. He shoots on fours, but he is sniper rifles and heavy.
Right.
And he's got fire control, so he can shoot his pistols, too. I think the Hund might be better than the Stanza. We should be saving this to the end, but –
Right. I'm just complimenting you on your list building. You went right into your strengths.
Well, with this, you have to kind of like, what am I going to build? Like, there's so much variety. You can't just go willy-nilly. You kind of got to have a theme going on. So I was like, I'm going to knock people down and have Khaleesi cut their heads off. That was my theme. So
yeah.
Theme Very lists. Nice. So, Coach, please tell us, what did you do?
Well, I made a merch list. And I started off with Blaine and Peacekeeper armor.
Oh, wow. So, you went big.
Yeah. Go big or go home, man.
We're discussing this because that's like half or a quarter of your army right there.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. So, tack two. I wasn't going to take Dolinsky. You know, I was going to take Blaine and Peacekeeper armor. So, 50 points, moves on a 1-2, 4-3-4 across the board. Size 2, armor 3. He is tough, frenzy 2, tactician 2. He's got the Range F Electroglaive, which is AP2, the Gauss Shock Firearm, Range 5, Weight of Fire 1, AP1, and a Jump Pack. So it's almost like he's a peacekeeper with the shield, without the shield. You know what I mean? Armor 3.
Yeah.
So that's why he's so expensive.
He's also 5 VPs.
Yeah. All right. Come at me, bro.
Yeah.
Con 4. No, those VPs are justified. It's not, there's nothing wrong. But that's a lot of eggs for that.
Yeah, you get one lucky shot.
Yeah.
It'd have to be a very lucky shot, but yeah. With 3 armor and size 2. Yeah, he's pretty impressive. Yeah,
well, but I got TAC 2, so I'll always have the best meds for him.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
You know. Yeah, but you know what? Survivor 4, armor 3, tough.
Oh, it's going to be hard to get off the board. Yeah, but
it is.
Yeah, that's impressive.
This is a guy you got to get in there. He's got like rerolls for everything. He's got Weight of Fire and 22. It's like, you know, no matter what he does, you're rerolling something.
And if you have the splat, you can give him resilience too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just wanted to go big. I like the expensive. You know, it's weird because like usually I pick the cheapest guy. Now I figured, what the hell? Let me pick the most expensive guy. So then my tier trees, I went with 3 Rebel Troopers because, they're better than the Corporation Recruits.
By 1 point.
By 1 point, and their stats are better.
Yeah.
Then I went with 1 Brocker, because, come on, and 1 Khaleesi.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like the United Colors of Benetton over here.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit of, a little bit of that. So I don't want to really talk about my tier 1s and 2s, because... You mooks. I could have changed it around, but I said, you know what? I don't feel like doing that. So I went with Sohin first.
We both love that guy.
Yeah, he's just too much. But, you know, like you're saying, Blaine is VP heavy. He's 3 VPs, man.
Well, all except for Boomer, all my guys are 3 VPs.
Yeah. And then
all Jacks are VPs.
Well, you know, along that line, I took Boomer.
Did you take Boomer,
because
too?
Because I did it because of... you know, all the grenades, especially toxic smoke 1.
And he lives at your house. So you
and he lives here, yeah. But, you know, like I said, I have that extra splat where I can give him an extra shoot dice, and you can throw 2 or 3 smoke grenades or toxic smoke grenades or whatever. You can go crazy with it. Also, though, he is an engineer. He's tough, but he does have boom 3, which, you know, and he's volatile, which sucks. But, you know, whatever. And then I did, you know, Jack, of course, stealing the thunder with Kazai Uro.
And like I
took, yeah, because I took him because of the medic.
Oh, you know? What have you done? Somebody's infected your brain.
I put him in the cube with Blaine.
Oh, with Boomer?
No, with Blaine.
I know.
Yeah. And then I like the psychic smash. I think that's a hidden gem right there. But also, man, invigorate. And
stun,
yeah, you know, just but invigorate is big time, man. It really is. I've been using that a lot, like with the nameless. Oh, it's so good. And then, you know, you could put you could actually, like, you know, you could do a shoot, you know, like you can invigorate somebody and then use a shoot dice and then invigorate yourself and then come back and then invigorate 2 more people after that. So, you know, if you want to be really dirty with it.
If you can get the right combo, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, now with the splat, I there's a really good chance of that happening.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, and then just the guy that I think he's one of the hidden gems, you know, like I said in the video, I love this guy, and I love the model, but you got to put like an American nickel underneath it because it fits just right in there, is Orion. You know, he's only 24 points, 2 VPs, but moves on a 1-2. He's a 4-6-4 across the board. Armor 2. So with armor 2 and survivor 4, it's good. But he shoots on a 4, and he's got the Gauss Blaster, range 6, AP1 holosight. So you're always rolling 4 dice, man. And he's a construct, so no stupid other stuff. Blowing him up, moving him, and whatever, but, you know, he's still a construct, but he does have 2 wounds, not you know, he's not vulnerable.
Yeah, he's not vulnerable. That's nice.
So, yeah, so I think range 6 AP 1 Holosite is just on a 4-up shoot, and he's survivable with a 4-up save. So, you know, I like it a lot.
24 points, 2 VPs. He's not outrageously priced.
No.
He's kind of a bargain for if you're looking for like 20. It's sad to say, but 24 points is starting to get towards the low end of
yeah,
cost.
Yeah, that's cheap. Period.
So like he is kind of like a good deal.
Yeah, and he has armor too.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is the hidden gem. This is a coach's stamp of approval on Orion, man. Well, I love that guy. So, and that is 200 points, balls deep, and 21 VPs.
Nice.
So, you know, I was thinking of going super cheap, taking out the Brocker and Khaleesi, and then putting in some more Rebel Troopers just for the hell of it to get, like, maybe one more Merc in there. But, you know, I kind of like the way this goes, you know, because Blaine is a double threat. And, you know, Sohin is not. So they're all shooting guys. And then, like Rob, you took the Khaleesi. You take a Khaleesi, it's almost like a Merc in your list as it is.
Yeah, they're so tough, yeah.
Yeah, so, and they're just bullet magnets.
Oh, yeah. If you have enough of them, that's key.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But that's why I took one of them. And that's it, 200 points. And, like I said, 21 victory points. So, I think I'm a little on the... Even with Blaine, I'm on the lower side of the VPs, right? For you, compared to you guys.
Jack was the lowest VPs. He only had 20.
Oh, really? All right. But so how many mercs did you take? How many tier 1/2 or 2s did you take, Jack?
Including the leader, I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You took 5. And Rob, how many did you have?
With the leader, I also have 5.
And I had 5, too. That seems to be...
Yeah, it's funny, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you had 6 altogether with your leader.
No, I had Sohin, Boomer, Kuzai, Uru, and Orion. That's 4+1.
Oh, yeah, 4+1, 5. Yep,
yeah,
sorry.
No, I know the metric system is different up there. It messes the guys up, but yeah.
I think I was counting the Khaleesi as a Merc again.
Yeah, well, in my list, it's kind of is, since she's all by herself.
But, yeah, it's funny, that's what we were talking about earlier. I guess there is a way to get more than 5 or more than 4 mercs if you took really cheap troops and really cheap leader, but generally you're going to be around 4 tier 2s or 1/2s.
Right. Well, I mean, it depends on what you're going to do with your, you know, like, so, I mean, it's not the heat. We can analyze it. If you really want to go super cheap, man, you take the lab techs, but it's like, you know, let's say you take 6 of them. You've already given your opponent 6 VPs. You know, that's the way I look at them. I mean, I know the Rebel Troopers are cheap, but they always do great by me.
Yeah, you can actually do something with them. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and they shoot on a 5. And, you know, you compare them to the Commando, which is 12 points, and they shoot on 5s also. But the only difference is, you know, the commandos survive on a 4 and the trooper survives on a 6. That's huge. But I'm saying as far as offensive power, they're exactly the same. So, you know. But that's that.
That is that. Well, that was an interesting list. That was just a combination of everybody's, but... No, I can't believe you. I still can't believe you took Blaine. I didn't think anybody was because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I gotta pick stuff that you guys don't pick just because, you know, I don't want to kill the bit.
Well,
but no, I actually picked him. I picked him first. I was like, you know what? We've been waiting for him so long. And I'm like, so should I take the regular Blaine for 40 or should I take him on the jet bike? Well, you know what? If we're going to go big, man. For 2 more points, take him on the Peacekeeper armor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for 2 more points, he's the same size, but he loses a lot of abilities. The jet bike gets tons of abilities, but...
Yeah.
But still, you don't have the offensive abilities, though, like you do with the Goss firearm thing, so... The Skeksis gun, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is, on the jet bike, it's got a pistol.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand.
We'll talk about that next.
And he does become a much larger model. So depending on how, if you want to try and hide a jet bike, we've all played with jet bikes. You want to try and hide a jet bike, it's a little harder.
Good luck with that.
We'll talk about that next.
I'm sorry.
We'll be back to talk about all the things we didn't take, including why jet bikes aren't good to take. Spoilers, we already talked about it.
Yeah, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
And welcome back. This is the award-winning Team Building Exercise, and now we're going to discuss all the mercs we didn't take. It'll take a while. We'll run through the list, talk about each one. Hopefully we don't go too long.
I would say we'd go over them quickly, but Coach doesn't know what that means.
Boy, 4 years later, you still don't know me.
I'm under the illusion that perhaps we can do this in a
timely fashion.
Yeah. Yes.
The first one we didn't take was Blaine on a jet bike. Jane on a blet bike.
Right.
Dr. Jane Medicine Woman.
He's got good stats, but he only has a pistol, and he's 48 points. Very expensive.
Now, we were talking about hiding
a
jet bike. You know, we've all played with jet bikes. But I will say this, that Blaine on a jet bike is smaller. So he's about the size of the Enforcer jet bike. He's a little bit smaller, let's say width-wise, going from right to left. And then as far as, like, say, an Enforcer jet bike, he comes up, his blades come up to the front of the jet bike, not the two wings that protrude out front, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a lot smaller vehicle.
He is smaller. So as far as hiding him, he might be easier. Now, I mean, easier than the regular jetpack, not easy in general, though. But yes. He is a lot smaller. His base is a clear base. I hate the base that he came with. It's just freaking horrible. But Blaine on jetpack is awesome, though. You know, the model itself, it's awesome. You know, he's got a pistol.
Yep. And regular Blaine we didn't take. Mm-hmm. He's only 40 points, 3 VPs, Recon 1, TAC 2, which is nice, Tough, Frenzy 2. He's similar to the Peacekeeper one, but you're paying 10 points less. And once again, he's only got a pistol. It's that shooting weapons for these guys that suck compared to Blaine's Peacekeeper armor one.
But he is a fighting, like a hand-to-hand guy, though. Like, he fights on threes. Like, the jet bike with flight, like, he's not a distance fighter. It's just, you would have to, that's a lot of points to be pushing up to the front or, you know, trying to get into hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
But for 10 points more, you're getting double the armor. And a really good firearm.
3 times the armor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. 3 times 1.
Yeah.
So 2 points more of armor, Rob. And also an extra wound.
Yes.
Because he's bigger, size one.
Yep.
Right, he's size one, but Blaine and Peacekeeper armor obviously is size two.
And
you're getting 2 more armor, like I said. So.
And a jump pack.
And the jump pack, you know, so.
Yeah, usually a jump pack's worth a few points right there. So, yeah, I think if you're going to go with Blaine, go for a Peacekeeper armor, Blaine. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. For 10 points, it's a bargain.
Yeah, especially for less than 40 points, there's a lot better choices as leaders, I think.
Yeah.
Like Delinsky. She's only 34. We also didn't take Elise. Elise, for the what she does, that life drain is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was close to taking her, maybe not as a leader, but as a merc, just because that you can just hide behind a wall and just suck people's lives and heal people. That's great.
Yeah.
So, she's pretty cool. But we didn't take her. Any reason why you guys didn't take her?
She was on my short list.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I like the psychic stuff. And, you know, shooting on a 5 is not terrible.
No. And on Dreadpath Zone, Tyler had his merc list, and I saw it's no joke, that life drain. No joke.
No, exactly. It's great in Star Saga, and I think it's going to be just as good here.
I love hiding her in that corner in Star Saga and, like, mm-hmm. sucking life out of somebody, and then, you know, the guy that really needs it gets the extra, you know, gets the extra health. Yeah, it's
boring to play her as an independent character, but, yeah, she's just so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what it is? She's the ultimate support character.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the you know what she reminds me of? Like when you play D&D, the wizard that sat in the back and, like, you know, hit the monster with the fireball, or then you know, or the cleric that would heal you. She's kind of a combination of that.
Yeah.
You know.
Next is Arcoline. He's a Crystallin. I'm amazed Jack didn't. He loves Crystallins, but
yeah, what the hell, Jack?
Well, you can't take them all.
Yeah, it's true. He's got two. What?
Like, there's some in here that I would have taken above him anyways, because there's some that I really desperately wanted to get into the list. But
yeah. He's two armor, which is nice. He's got Concussive Blast, which is range 3 blast weapon, which is only blast, unfortunately. He's got mm-hmm. Wrecker Fist, which I like his knockback. And that he's pretty cheap. He's only 26 points.
He's Survivor 5 solid, tough. Mm-hmm. Armor 2.
Yeah, so he's going to stay around, but if you wanted a cheaper leader, he'd be a good choice. As a regular merc, I don't think he's that useful. He'd be good for a cheap leader, but not so much for a regular merc, I think.
Yeah. Depends what you're going for. If you needed someone that he's all right, 26 points in the realm, if you look one guy lower is 40 points.
Well,
sometimes 26 points is just what you need.
Right.
The guy lower is Chief Radgard, and he's a...
Isn't it Radgard?
Whatever. You pronounce things wrong all the time, Coach.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But this one's Radgard.
He's Radgard to me. And he's 40 points and 4 VPs because the Rules Committee hates Marauders. And
yes.
That's all it is.
Firmly established that.
He's
go ahead.
He's size 3. He's got bigger size. Solid, mm-hmm. tough. Tactician 1, Frenzy 1. Decapitator. Twin Blasters. Pretty good. But 40 points seems very expensive for him.
Well, he essentially, he's a suit. You know, he's the
overpriced Rainmakers, yeah.
Yeah, he's basically a Rainmaker suit. But when you think about it, let's look at the Rainmaker. It is 27 points and 3 VPs and 5-6-4. He's a 5-4-4. They have armor 1 size 3, so same. Moves on a 1-2, which I still don't understand how they move on a 1-2, but not the Forge Guard. But anyway, he's got, like you said, the Decapitator and the Blasters. Twin Blasters, which is weight of 4. So he's a combination of both.
Yeah.
You know, fighting on a 4 like the Mauler, shooting on a 5 like the Rainmaker, but, you know, range F, AP 3, 4 fight, Frenzy 1.
That's pretty good, yeah, combat, but still.
But an AP 3 melee weapon.
Yeah. You know? But a regular Khaleesi has an AP, what, 2?
AP 1. AP 1.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that in the fluff there, they didn't lean into the fact that he's got his culinary skills.
He's a chef.
Yeah.
I see more as a, he's like a tailor with the scissors.
He's Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Too expensive, too many VPs, Nobody's ever going to use them.
No.
Then we got the Devil. I like the Devil. It's flamethrower. It's kind of cool. Range 3. It is volatile. He's also got the propane bomb, which does have a errata. It does have range 3 and, what's the other thing? One use. And he's attack 1. Pretty average. 25 points. Other than the flamethrower, there's nothing really special about him.
He's a fan favorite from Sarsaga, mm-hmm. but for me, wasn't there.
He's great in Star Saga, and Star Saga is where he shall stay.
His flamer is just slightly longer range than the average for the game, and I think that's probably the most you could say.
You definitely I could take him as a leader, because you have to get up close with him to use his weapon, so he'd be right. dead pretty quick. But he's all right. He's not horrible. If you really like flame, he's the guy to go to.
He can go to somebody else.
Then we got the Hund, which I almost took because I think he's a pretty good sniper.
Yeah, he's awesome.
His sniper rifle is not heavy, and he has fire control, so if somebody's close to him, he can use his weight of fire 1 pistols and his sniper rifle at the same turn. Other than that, he's pretty average Hund-like. 4.54, so he's got a 4 shoot. That's pretty good. Then we got Nikolovsky, the medic Nikolovsky. She's a hacker and a medic, which is cool. She's got her injectors, which is stuns and adrenaline shots, stimulant shots. Those aren't one use either. You can use those as much as you want, right?
Yes.
That's cool.
Well, she's it's like the range 2, but the thing is the sedative, the adrenaline shot, the injector, you can either shoot it or fight with it. But, and she's not terrible. 5 fight. I mean, it's not terrible.
I think she's, if you're going to take a medic, she's probably one of the better medics.
Well, if you want to take a medic and a hacker, this is it.
Put your
She doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, she's not an engineer, but, she's good. She was on the short list. Her and the Hund, definitely.
Yeah, they're not bad. Let's see.
As we go through this, we're actually making another list.
Yeah.
So, the ones we didn't take that we wanted to take,
Yeah. Next one down is we go all the way down to Chovar Psychic. We're down to the tier 2 guys. Only Georgie would take a Chovar Psychic in a list, but they're good.
I'd rather take ODSU than Chovar Psychic.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
But that's not in this, so.
Right.
He is size 3, which is good. He's big. And he's got energy shield too. But there's better psychics. Like Jack took the better psychic, I think. So you both did, actually.
Yeah.
And honestly, the last time I played with a Chovar of any type,
wow.
There was limbs poking out every hole. There was no person on the board. Rob could not get
me. Well, I also made it my mission to make sure you could never use psychic. So
I spent that. Data unit ran from one, and I'm doing air quotes, one safe spot to another. And that shield, that energy shield was doing its – it was a nightmare. And I can't – all those tendrils all over the place, I can't.
I think you did end up winning some of those games just because I did waste a lot of time just trying to kill that psychic. So maybe distraction, it might be worth it.
I guess so. Yeah, that is correct.
It's funny though. It's like the ODSU compared to the Chovar, I hate to say it, but the Chovar seems like you could hide it better. It's like the limbs are down. The other Chovar is like, I'm over here, don't shoot at me.
Yeah, his arms are way more – and they got things in them, so they're even blockier, so you can't just hide them.
Yeah, because he's holding stuff, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely – ODSU is much bigger. Then we got Kirby. Jack said he would have taken Kirby if he didn't take Hacker.
Yeah.
He's got Construct, Agile, Engineer, a Hacker, which is good. He doesn't have, he's not, vulnerable, which is nice. He's got a laser, which is fine. Gives you knockback. Both his weapons give you knockback, which is kind of funny. He's knocking people on their butts.
Yeah.
He's slow. 2-3.
Yeah, 2-3 move. Yeah.
So if you need to get him to a console,
He's cheap too. He's only 16 points. I think he's the cheapest tier two.
He's up there. How much was Boomer?
Boomer's 20.
Yeah, so yeah. But
he's a good pick. He's a good pick. I would not blame anyone for putting him in the list.
Well, you know, the whole thing with electrical discharge, you're getting knocked back on that awesome six up shoot. So, yeah, I'm sure you're going to knock back tons of people.
Six up fight, you mean? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta win the potential damage, and you know, six up, oh boy.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to actually do it. Yeah.
The only time six up works is when you're doing an energy shield.
If you're closing in on Kirby, who's supposed, you know, he's an engineer hacker. He's in a world of hurt.
Yeah. He's already in trouble. Yep.
Yeah, he's not gonna last. He better scoot. He better use that three sprint. He better get out of there.
Yeah, but that's an easy two victory points.
Well, but if he's also an easy way to get good cheap. He's only 16 points, and you can.
I'm saying as an opponent.
I know, but I'm just saying he's also an easy way to hack terminals. He's quick, and he can, and he's got hackers, so he's going to be stealing some intel. Mm. Then we got Freya. Freya's redone. Everybody seems to like the new Freya. Her weapon is kind of cool. It's got two abilities, like two versions. It's got a switch on it.
The kill switch pistol.
Yeah. And she got a forge hammer, which is always good because she's a dwarf. Mm-hmm. Engineer, hacker again. Tough. Frenzy one. She's good, but there's better choices, I think.
Mm. But she's good to have, man, just because... I mean, I had her in the list, and then I just, at the last second, took her out. I don't know why.
You like that weapon, that's why.
I like the weapon a lot. And the thing is it's got AP1, way to fire one, or it burns. It burns.
Yeah. So you know? She's like a better version of the devil there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. Then we got Hellfather. He's got life support, which is always good, and he's on stilts, which is always funny. And he's got that Xerxes cannon, which is heavy. It burns range 6, though. So he's got the best it burns range, I think.
Yeah, that's the man right there.
Yeah. So once again, if you want to build a fire list, you throw in Freya, the Hellfather, the Devil. You can really put some fire on the board. That'd be kind of funny. It's also AP3 for that weapon, too.
Yeah, it burns AP3, but you're paying for it.
He's only 32 points. That's not horrible.
It's only 32 points.
Well, in this list, that isn't horrible.
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing. It's like, it's a bargain. Yeah.
Honestly, he saves on 4+. He's got 2 armor. He's got
life support. Yeah.
He's survivable. Those 32 points, you're going to be able to get him moved up for that fire. He's a solid pick.
Yeah, he's really good.
Once again, this is just proving my argument to Rob that way to health 2 is a good splat.
Yeah. Yeah, that would help him too.
Oh yeah.
Next one is Chrome. He's a robot guy. He's a construct. He's got glide because his shields are also wings, which is probably physically impossible, but it is the future. Maybe it's made out of some super armor that's light and tough.
Oh, he doesn't have fly. He has glide.
Yeah. He's got plasma cannons, which are cool. Rate of fire 2. And Defender Shield, obviously. Defender Shield's always great, especially for 24 points in this list. 3 VPs. Shoots on 4s, which isn't bad. He's not bad. He's a good, once again, a support guy. You might want to throw him in with somebody else with that. He's still good shooting, but he's got that Defender Shield, which you can't add to anybody, so.
You know, it was Chrome or Orion, and I went with Orion.
Yeah. With the robot guys? Yeah, you went.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's bad is reading that, I thought it was Chrome 3, and I've been saying that in my head since I got that book. And then as soon as you said Chrome, I'm like, yeah, he's a robot, but he's not even Chrome.
I think I did mine Chrome. I think I did.
I did mine Chrome too.
Yeah. Okay, and then I would put 3 and 3 together.
I did mine in Chrome for 2 reasons. One for the name, and 2 because I just wanted to paint him really quick. So
yeah,
he's mad shiny.
Then we got Kerkila, who's a
What? This is I like Teratons.
This is a male Teraton, little guy. He's only got a carbine, nothing special. Energy shield 1, which is nice. He's another one of those hacker engineer guys. Tough with the obviously has teleport because he's a Teraton. That'd be kind of useful with teleport with a hacker because they can teleport up. He's only 20 points and 2 VPs, so he's one of the cheaper ones too. So it might be that this might be the cheapest way to get a hacker.
Super survivable, man. Mm-hmm. Armor 1, tough, size 4, survivor 4, energy shield 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not going to be like, if you have to get him out there, his ass hanging out, he can survive, and then he can bip right out of there once he's done. Mm-hmm. Teleport's so good.
Mm-hmm. You know, the him, Kirby, Nikolovsky, these guys are like tailor-made for the asset missions. You know what I mean? Because you know what? Honestly, I'm not taking them.
No, unless
I like them. Yeah. I like the model, the carbine. You know, he's got 2 of them. Why is it only range 4? You know, that's an issue there. But, you know.
I always thought the second thing in his hand was like a terminal or something. I didn't think it was 2 guns.
Yeah, maybe it's like part of his hacking
tools. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
But, like a Terminator 2, so he can get some money out of the ATM.
Yeah, that's right. Next one's Lishma.
Yeah, Jack Lishma.
And I fought as hard as I could to get... I teleport stealthy, tenacious. Frenzy 1, I wanted so bad for this one to be in my list, and I tried. I tried so hard.
But only 22 points, man.
I know.
It's not bad for points.
No, she should.
Require.
But with that teleport and the attack, hand-to-hand fighting, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right. She's not horrible. You know how it is. Fights on 4s, which is nice.
It's just, in my mind, that's like a ambush predator. Like, that is just like a...
trapdoor spider?
Yeah, that's a sneaky, not like a dirty rules lawyering sneaky get. That's what someone goes,
where'd she come from? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Jack does like doing that. He hides people in hopes I don't notice them to pop out. So this is like the ultimate one of those.
That's when you take a Brocker list. That's the best part about that.
Next is Nastanza. I'm amazed nobody took her. She is pretty good. Her sniper rifle is heavy, but
she's
too
expensive.
She's 32. That's not, she's mid range. She does have energy shield 1 and, stealthy and evade. Evade's kind of funny on a non-vehicle. So she's going to be moving aside when people shoot at her. Shoots on 3s, which is her main thing. You're going to be putting her up somewhere really high and just staying where she is and sniping people. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. But she's much better priced than she used to be, and I think she's more appropriate where she is. Not an automatic take anymore, which is a good sign.
I agree. I was surprised you didn't, but I would not be wrong to say that if this was done and she was still as OP as she was, everyone would have taken their Anastasia if they were trying to make the most powerful list.
Yeah.
But not with the theme. And now she didn't get taken.
Yeah, she's all right.
It's not because she's bad. It's just because no one wanted a sniper.
Like you say, there's more choices. We got Ogun.
The Nastanza, you like the new or the old model better?
Well, the new one's crouched down, which would make her better for hiding. But
right.
I don't have the new one. I have the old one. So.
I think she came with the – I didn't have her either. And I think it came with the either the Volt Chasers or the Rebs in that set. So, yeah, it was – it's nice that they're doing that, you know, throwing that in the – you know, I got like 5 Mercs in the sets that I didn't have, you know.
Yeah, and when you bought new ones?
Yeah. It's when I bought – well, I got the Alpha Strike Rebs and the Volt Chasers and – they had some extra models in there. So it was like, I think 2 in one and 3 in the other. And, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is nice. The alternate sculpts, if they can't make the ones they had before, there's some famous ones that, you know, are very hard to get.
Yeah.
Make a new sculpt, release it with another Kickstarter, and, you know, you can use the one you want. Or you can't get the old one, but you want to play. It makes perfect sense to me. It keeps everyone happy.
Yeah. But Nastanza's like version 1 on a card, you know. So She needs to be in Dead Zone. You know, and I think the way she is now, she's more, she's playable where nobody's going to get, she's good, but she's, you know, not going to piss too many people off. And if she does, she's 32 points, so.
Yeah, no. No, yeah. I think she's appropriate now. We got Oga in the Hellcare, another engineer hacker. 24 points. He's nothing special. He's got a force field generator.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he's got Shield 2 on him, which is nice. He's one of those support characters.
Yeah, you throw the energy shield and you, you know, it works out good. It you know, makes everybody in the square better.
And is that unlimited once again? He just keeps throwing those out there?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you just keep tossing out shields for everybody? Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Like I say, a support character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. But that's, so with this, it's good because what you do is you take those, the little grenade things that came in Star Saga, I put them on a base and then painted them up. So now he control them, and then, you know, you could use that as the marker that the square has the shield generator one.
Yep.
You know, so that's you know, it's not crazy, but it's pretty good. And it's only range two, so eh.
Yeah, he's tossing them out in front of him.
Right. But for 24 points, engineer and hacker.
And it is good. Like I say, he's a support character. You have somebody like a sniper. You throw that in the field. It helps with those guys, you know, like.
Yeah.
Or you're a psychic or something.
I'm surprised he goes at a full 1-2 like everyone else.
Mm. Well, it's dwarves are always faster, right?
Oh.
Then we got Odasora, the samurai guy. He's solid. He's got honorable, which is a bad thing.
Yes.
Iron Cannon, which is all right. Body Slam, which is hilarious. Two size, two armor, which is nice. Beautiful looking model, well painted, and he's all right. He's a little expensive, 28 points. He's not that special, but he's all right.
Yeah, AP 2, weight of fire 1 is. I mean, there are other guys with that.
Yeah, we're only range 6 too. It's not. It's the two armor and two size. That's a bit different than anybody else. That's what gives him the extra four or five points that he's.
Yeah. Save him for two armor, two size, and solid. He'll he's a guy like a sentry gun almost. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever you put him, he's going to stay for a while.
Yeah. And honorable is just like, you know, you try to fight him, but then again, he has armor 2 and survival 4, so, you know.
Yeah, that honorable thing is just, yeah, it's pretty situational. You're not going to be, I don't know how many times, not for many times you get breakaways. It's very rare, I think.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I'm going to break away, and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah. Then we go to Shade. Shade is the combat dwarf medic, sort of. He's got a medic pack. It's one use now, that's an FAQ thing. It's only one use. He's got a wrist blade and a pistol. He's only 22 points and 2 VPs, which is nice. He's nothing special. He's got Stealthy and Frenzy 1. It's all right. He's nothing special. Like, in this list, there's so many better choices. I think he kind of falls by the wayside.
Yeah, Armor 1.
When it was MedPack, not MedPack 1?
Yeah.
Okay, now this guy's got some juice.
Yeah, if it was the unlimited MedPacks, that's different. But yeah, if it's just MedPack 1 use, that's not that useful.
Yeah, I mean, if it was going to be an unlimited medi pack, then he just should have been a medic.
I think it's like a weaker version of medic, though. He doesn't get that resilience thing.
No, I'm saying like then he could have been a medic.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is a weaker version of being a medic if he had unlimited medi packs. It's a way to make him still a medic without having, like, he's just like a first aider instead of a medic.
Like, he's like a corpsman.
Yeah. But he's one use. Who cares? Medipack one use. Whatever. I'd rather he lose the, what is it, 6 points for a medipack? I'd rather he be only 16 points.
You know in Shadowrun when you could pay to have extraction?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought of him. Like, sneaking in there, fighting in, helping you out. Like,
yeah, healing you up and then getting out of there. Yeah.
Yep.
The Survivor. Tough, Frenzy 1, Way to Fire 1. He's got a sawed-off shotgun, which somehow is weight of fire, which is kind of funny.
Ooh.
And 24 points, 2 VPs. Pretty average price. People like the Survivor. I think the model really does a lot for people liking him, but he's an average kind of guy.
Mm.
Nothing special there. Anything really to say about the Survivor?
I love the model, and I wish I could have bought him into my list just because I would, if I could buy that model singly, I would buy one for sure and paint it up.
I think it might be available at Mantic Points.
Could be.
You didn't get it with the Star? It came with the Star Saga, the Kickstarter.
You probably have it in your box of shame. You just didn't even realize.
I have four boxes of shame now. And also, since Rob and I split up those things, I don't know if I got Survivor or not.
I don't think I painted Survivor, so I think you have them.
Okay, well then.
It's Christmas when you're...
You gotta look in your BOS.
That's right. Keep on top of those BOS. Hmm.
That's all the tier twos, tier threes. We could just quickly go over these guys because they're just the fodder. We didn't take a commando. It's because orcs are dumb. I think that answers that question, right?
Yep.
X Corp lab tech, cheap, but mostly useless. 656. Yeah.
That's all.
X Corp Marine, which is slightly more expensive than the lab tech, but and 1 point more than the Reb. And I think the Reb's just as good, right? Pretty much.
Yep.
Jack took the veterans. I took Clichy and the Reb Yindish. Jack, you almost took a Yindish, right?
Yeah, I almost snuck the Yindish in because I wanted a couple with Scout. Why take Glinsky with the extra recon and the strategist if I wasn't going to, you know, also be able to, you know, maximize with the Scout? I was thinking getting forward, but points just didn't work out. I got to have 200 points even and. Just the way it is.
Yep.
Sorry, guys. My little pinky friends.
Yeah, we need to look at the Yindage a little bit because there's something not right about them. I can't put my finger on it, but...
Because they look like lions, but they're monkeys?
It's, you know, just, you know, I think 12 points and what they do, I think they're overcosted,
yeah.
Honestly.
Well, I guess they're really putting Scout as something that's cost a lot of money.
Yeah, but, you know, Scout is good and... You know, but 5.65.
I hope it's not the agile that's those extra couple points are
used to be.
Yeah, agile used to be awesome.
Yeah, they just weakened.
I would have went Yindish all day long, all day strong. 2 years ago, taking them no problem.
Yeah, in my reps list, Yindish used to be my go-to. That's it. Anything else we got to say about these guys? I think the Mercs have a lot of variety. You can build many, many different lists with these guys. So nobody can complain about not having variety in list building in this.
Yeah.
It's not that
hard to figure out how to make a Mercs list. I mean,
other than the naming conventions of the tiers instead of saying leader, scout, specialist, and trooper. But once you realize T1 means trooper, T2 means specialist, and or T1 means leader.
T3
is troops. Yeah, that's all it is.
You know, it just, I think the whole tier thing came about where, like, Blaine and Dolinsky are only leaders, but then you have...
Yeah, it allows you to have... As, yeah.
You know, like you took Hector Sanchez as a leader, and me and Jack took tier ones, but you took a tier 1/2.
But why couldn't you just call him a leader /specialist? Same thing, right? It's just a naming convention.
Yeah. Essentially, yeah. I don't know.
The 1/2, when I was looking through, and I was like, oh, man, is this because this is an early copy? Is it? No. Oh, no, it's done that way so that you can add. It's a bit. The first time looking through, you're going to go like, why? You do it once, you do it twice, and all of a sudden it's just, okay. Yeah.
It's not confusing in the least, I didn't find. But
My only question was why at the end of the Mercs that there's all of these weapon options and all these item options.
It's just because the tier 3s can take them.
Yeah, but...
You're not going to waste that many points on tier 3s, though.
Yeah, it could have been no one can switch...
They need
to be involved in that, but then you have to look and see, was I going to give a mono wheel bike to someone?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Well, that's why I really hate the fact that tier 1s and 2s can't take items. I understand the weapon options, but items, come on. Like, give them items. Don't you want to see Blaine, regular Blaine, on a mono wheel? Come on.
Or give him an energy shield.
Or an energy shield, yeah. Oh, well. It works out. This is, once again, most likely not tournament legal. I wouldn't think these lists... I guess it could be, but do you think they're balanced enough, Coach?
I think it's balanced enough if everybody has access to everything.
But don't you think everybody would take a mercenary list in the tournament?
No.
Would you go against a normal list with a mercenary list?
Absolutely.
And you think it's even?
Absolutely. I think with the way the book is now, with the new stuff and the things that change around and stuff, you can really get a good mix. Because think about it, right? Let's say you're going against Plague, and you can take, like, you know, 19 or 22 models going up there. I mean, how many of us have played this game and you've either got killed by a Plague Dog or a Maw Beast just running up there, especially a Plague Dog running up there? You know, you have Hector Sanchez, he's 24 points, 3 VPs, and he dies to a Plague Dog, which has happened. Right. I mean, you guys always say about that time where, I don't know if it was Jack, I think it was Jack's Plague Dog killed your Strider.
Yep.
You know,
I'm still bitter about it.
Yeah, you should be. But I'm saying, so a 6-point model can kill a 40-point model.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
I've seen it happen a lot of times, especially with a little bit of a more a hoardy lists where right. The Veermen are very capable of doing. You run out of your turns, and they've got 5 or 6 models still. Yeah. Those 5 or 6 models don't really have to worry too much. They can start. You can move them in tandem and stuff. You can only take out so many, and if they're coming, it just takes, you know, to get on top of you. I'm not going to say because I haven't played any games with the Mercs yet as a list, and I don't. I've seen the one battle report that Tyler did, in which the Mercs lost actually against the Volt Chasers.
Yeah, but that's just because Tim is so much better than Tyler in Dead Zone anyway, so.
Tim's a liar. Tim's a dirty liar.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing we have to think about the Mercs is there's really like 3 categories. There's the combat guys, there's the shooty guys, and then there's the guys in the middle who are either good combat or good shooty and will survive.
Well, plus there's the support guys now too. There's a lot of support workers.
Yes.
Right. So with this, you have to build something synergistic. You can't just go out and say, all right, I'm going to take a whole combat army. You can't do that anymore, especially now that Dead Zone evolved with the escalation. You can't just come out with the old list. You can't say, I'm going to take, you know, my 6 Pathfinders and my Sergeant. There's other stuff you have to account for, and there's other stuff that's changed that you need to take to kind of flush out the list better. So – you know, but even though like the Mercs, they're really good, but I don't think they're so OP where a regular faction Dead Zone list without a Living Legend wouldn't. I'm not going to say you don't have a problem, but I don't think it's so overpowered where you got to worry about it too much. You know what I mean? You're not, oh man, you're taking Mercs, you're going to automatically win. I don't think that's I don't think that's the case.
Well, that's good.
The tail of the tape will be when we do this summer campaign. Since there's some new hotnesses, they will obviously and always will be, always have been what is the majority of the first games out. Like last year, you had a bunch of Veermen games. They were nameless. But the data that comes in and you see and how it washes out will be a big telling of how balanced everything is.
Well, last year, you think about it, the Veermen came out from an outbreak. So you're talking about the new and improved Veermen. You know what I mean? Like we would test, the Veermen have to be able to be playable. So they came out and everybody was like, oh, the Veermen are so much better, let's play them. The Nameless were the new hotness. So you had to play them. And the Mazon were the new hotness, but they were severely lacking, so not too many people played them. And then you got a chance to play your new lists, you know, new stuff from Outbreak. So now, you know, I think everybody's got a little stuff. If you want to play some Living Legends in there, you want to take a Merc with you. It's just, you know, I don't know. Is old Dead Zone where you just take your faction dead. Or, you know, are you a purist that'll run a true dead zone list, or are you going to sprinkle it in with four mercs or living legends or whatnot? You know, it's going to be hard to tell. You know, like, what's a better faction? All right, well, Plague won this summer. I'm sorry, let's say Enforcers swept the field, but, you know, everybody around them had two living legends and two mercs in there. You know, you're not going to get a real – the statistics are going to be all over the place this year. You'll never know what's a better faction if you don't run a pure faction.
Yeah, because you can change so much with just adding living legends or mercs to them, yeah.
Me and you could run the same list. You know, let's say we take Long-Range Observer and Howlett. But then I take Ugric and Sohin, and you take, like, you know, Hector Sanchez and Nikolovsky. The same list, but two different mercs in there make a big difference.
Well, you only allowed one merc, aren't you?
What's that?
You only allowed one merc in a list.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
It's just like the old lists. You only allowed one extra merc. You're allowed as many living legends as you can fit, but...
Right.
With mercs, you're only allowed one extra.
All right, so you know what I'm saying? Like,
it changes a lot, though. Even one merc, like you add Nastanza to a list, that'll change quite a bit.
Right, or you take Orion, or you take, the Hund. You know,
what you're saying is true no matter what. Yeah, it'll change a lot. You can change a list quite a bit by just adding one merc to it. So,
right. And also everybody has living legends. So, you know, everybody's got at least, I mean, other than like, say, Plague and GCP, you know, a lot of guys have like four living legends.
Nameless got screwed, I think, the most, but.
Yeah, they're, you know.
They're too new to have too many.
Yeah, that's just it, you know, but. You know, you can only write rules for stuff that's out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, and it's like anything, you know, they got to pay their dues, man. They just showed up.
Yeah, but honestly, you're going to see when someone makes an Asterion list, you're going to see Nastanza and Nemrath. Like, the Pandora's box is open now.
And Sohin. Sohin's a guy that could be working there, too.
Yeah. Like, you're going to have...
Regular specialists might be the way of the dodo, though. Nope, everybody's going to be taking these living legends, and poor regular specialists will be like, what about us?
Well, so, not in my tournament.
Yeah, you're not allowing them, right?
Nope.
Unless you're in a tournament situation, the tournament pack, or between the two of you, you decide, okay, just one living legend, one mercenary, whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing. Tournaments, TOs can decide whatever they want. Yeah, they could limit the amount of living legends, or... Take them out entirely, or same with mercs.
Right. We'll see with the summer campaign that it might be the same. I don't know if they would because
I would think they'd let them do whatever they want. Yeah.
I think Mantic's running the summer campaign. It's like bring all your models. Oh, you don't have them? Well, just go to the website and you can get them.
Yeah. Bring what you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a free for all, you know, crazy, but who knows.
Well, all I know is this episode's gone way too long, so we got to wrap it up here, boys.
How could it have? I tried to keep it on track. I said it was going to be...
Well, it's been forever. Ever and ever.
Oh, no.
So this is like a four-hour episode.
Wasn't even my fault this time.
Yeah, it was. let us do some plugs. Coach, you are doing the Conquest of Triton this month. We'll get a wrap-up of it, I'm sure. By the time this comes out, I guess it'll be over, but I'm sure it was a good time was had by all, and we'll talk about that sometime, either on the live show or on Dead Zone, the podcast.
Yeah, I was gonna plug it, but it's already it's done, so.
It was fun. That's all you could say.
And it's going to be – it's the kickoff. We're kicking off. We're trying to get a GT circuit going, so.
Yes. And I know Michigan's also going to be having a GT coming up, which is cool.
And then Shane already had it, but so, you know, we need the North of the Wall GT.
That's right. Jack, get on that.
Okay, will do.
And, we'll listen to Family Gamers 777 for everything about Escalation. You've gone through the whole book.
Yes.
And it's been good times. You've explained everything sufficiently.
Yeah, I think so. And... People don't like it, but I don't care.
I don't think that's true. I think the majority of people are really use that as a resource to getting into Escalation there. Mm-hmm. And other than that, We'll be back next month. We'll be back on schedule. We took an extra month off because June was crazy, and none of us had time to do anything. So
it was great. What's on the docket next time?
Yeah, we have to decide who's.
Wait!
Whoa! Yeah, I thought that was Georgie there for a second.
You turned into Georgie.
You've been living with him too long.
So now, who's picking?
That's what I was going to say.
Whoever's picking, you have to choose from Asterians, Enforcers, Forge Fathers, DCPS.
Wait. Who's picking?
Oh, all right.
Who is picking? Yeah. Rochambeau for it?
You go to Rochambeau? I got a dice.
It doesn't matter. I don't. Alphabetical order. I guess Andrew would be first.
There you go.
Coach, you get to pick first.
Coach and Andrew pick first. So out of the list, I get to pick from the Asterians and Forces, Forgefall, the GCPS, Marauders, Maison, Labs, Nameless, The Plog, Rebs, and Viermin.
Do you say, yeah, you said Nameless, right? Do you say Maison? I think yep. You said. There's too many now.
I said them all.
It's going to take us 2 years to do this book. The next book will be out before this book's done.
We might have to double them up.
Yeah, we might have to.
Let's pick. Let's pick. Come on.
That's true, Jack. Keep us on schedule. Pick. All right. Pick.
I am picking. Okay. Oh, you mean a list. What should we do? Because everybody would probably think I picked the Enforcers or the Forge Fathers. But I'm going to beat Jack to it, and I'm going to go in alphabetical order. I'm going to pick the Viermin.
Oh. I thought you were going to say the Plague. Mm-hmm. Viermin, that's definitely a big one, because that's a lot changed to the Viermin this time. So it's so pretty now, much a whole new faction.
Good pick.
Bring. Are we picking? Should we make two lists for it?
No.
Why not?
Because that's not the way the show works.
The show's going to be 3 hours long every time.
First of all. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Jack, are we off the rails now? Or did he put his uniform back on? Are we? Taskmaster again. That's
Jack's the taskmaster now. Jack's been the one saying.
Yeah. So we're gonna do the Viermin.
Yep. Yes. Anything Viermin. If you wanted to, you could do a non-Vole Chaser list. But I think, as always, the hotness might come through.
Yeah.
So you're saying that I'm gonna have to do a non-Vole Chaser list because you guys are all gonna pick Vole Chasers.
I might just no, because there's a lot changed with the Viermin, not just Vole Chasers though, with all the new. New troops and stuff. There's a lot of variety going on there.
Yes.
So I'll
Rob, see. If you wanted to know like an in-depth analysis of that, where would you find that?
Was it? I think it was Frantic Gamers who did the Viermin for the.
Ouch.
Yes, Family Gamer 777 that just put out a Viermin thing. It was fine.
It was just fine. Okay.
Okay.
No, really, I already plugged you. What more do you want?
I like being plugged by you.
Oh, how romantic. Okay, this show's done.
The best is, I was waiting for that, because the guffaw from Jack is just my favorite part. I try to get that at least two an episode. You know?
I appreciate that.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm Coach.
We're done. We're out of here. See you next month.
D-U-N. Finish. Dip.
Dip.
I'm so sorry.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again... What do I know?